A 26-year-old former U.S. Marine named Stephen Koenig took his own life this summer. He left behind a wife and a 2-year-old son. By chance, it was the same week the Department of Veterans Affairs finally released conclusive data that the rate of suicide for those who have served is now much higher than for civilians. Despite that connection, the VA does not presume all suicides to be service-connected. This sounds like red tape, but that means that Stephen Koenig's widow is getting almost no formal support from the VA. NPR's Quill Lawrence brings us the story.
Stephen Koenig served 5 years in the Marine Corps, including a combat deployment to Helmand, Afghanistan. He got out in 2013 and went to school on the GI Bill. He was working as a veterinary tech and helping raise his baby boy, Colton.
It was about 10:30 in the morning.
On July 5th, his wife, Skye, was at work.
He sent me a text message, actually, and said, tell Colton that his daddy loved him very much. Emphasis on past tense of love. So I immediately called my mother-in-law to have her drive to the house. As soon as I hung up the phone with her, I called 911.
So just a few short days ago, Jesus, you were standing at the gate and you welcomed him home.
Pastor Trent Lambert presided over the funeral in Avon, Indiana.
Because, Lord, we're going to continue to ask the reason why. We're continuing to going to ask, I don't understand. And, Lord, you're the only one who has the answers.
But his widow, Skye Koenig, is pretty sure she knows the answer.
He hardly ever slept. After he left the Marine Corps, he would tell me he was going to bed at 9:30, and I'd come to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he'd still be laying there awake.
Stephen's unit, the 27 Marines, has a shockingly high suicide rate, even worse than the high rate for veterans under age 40. Skye was pretty certain her husband had post-traumatic stress disorder. She'd known him since high school, and he was different now. Short-tempered, he didn't do well in crowds, he always wanted his back to a wall. But Skye said she thought they were making it work.
Well, I thought that he was managing pretty well. I mean, he was still a functional human. He still got up every day and went to work. He was still a good husband, a good father. I know that my husband didn't want to admit it. I know that he didn't want to ask for help. The VA recommended that he go through PTSD testing, but he did not.
Not getting that test has consequences that her husband surely never intended. There's no medical record that he was depressed or hypervigilant or had PTSD. Nothing to show a strong connection between his time in Afghanistan and his suicide. So for the VA, his death isn't service-connected. That means on top of the grief, Skye Koenig isn't sure how she's going to get by.
I'm down to one income now, and my income alone is not enough to provide for my son and I, so I'm not really sure what I'm going to do from here. I'm not sure what's going to happen since the VA doesn't want to give us any kind of death benefits.
Doesn't want to isn't exactly right. The VA has complicated rules. There's a pension plan, but it's for widows living in poverty. VA wouldn't comment on his specific case, but explained in general terms that if Stephen had been rated as 100% disabled or had a VA diagnosis linked to suicide, then the VA could pay several $1,000s for the funeral and grant his widow a monthly support payment. Without proof his death was connected to his service, VA pays just a few $100s for burial and can also help find a plot in a cemetery. Kevin Friel oversees pensions at the VA.
We realize that the burden, we understand and we're empathetic to what the families are going through, and that's why we, for the majority of the cases that we see where the veteran had a service-connected disability at the time of death, and, you know, we have the evidence, we've done a lot that we could, we've done as much as we can to see what we can expedite.
Even now that VA data shows veterans kill themselves 21% more often than civilians, it's not easy to show service connection for suicide. Kim Rocco works with the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, a nonprofit that supports military families.
These are American families that are now really at risk, and they're the families who have sacrificed and served the most in our communities.
Rocco says there's a long list of ripple effects for the survivors and not much help.
They may have trauma related to finding their loved one or witnessing the death. They may have trauma related to, you know, domestic violence and other kinds of things that they had with before their loved one died because they were suffering and mentally ill. They may have, you know, a house that where the suicide occurred, that needs cleanup, that needs to be dressed. They may have children that they need to figure out how to talk to the children about the suicide and how to get them in a safe grief journey because they, you know, now they're more at risk for suicide themselves.
In 2014, about 20 veterans committed suicide per day, but only 6 of them were connected to VA health services. So it's near impossible to say how many families there are, how many widows there are, like Sky Koning, who thought she'd be looked after.
We were under the impression that should something happen to my husband, that the VA would take care of that.
The only way to get significant VA help now is to collect testimony from friends and family that war caused Stephen's suicide. Then VA might grant service connection and pay benefits. Sky is planning to try that, but it's not an easy process, especially while she's trying to raise a toddler on her own.
He's only 2, so I don't think that explaining anything to him at this point would be beneficial for anybody. He'll point out pictures and ask if that's daddy, and, you know, we just kind of confirm, yeah, that's your dad. The only time that it's actually been, kind of an issue is the first time that my son came back to the house. He kept asking where his dad was, and I just kept telling him that he wasn't here.
She's gotten lots of help. The local Indiana State VA used a discretionary fund and paid thousands of dollars for the funeral. Charity organizations chipped in to cover Sky Koning's mortgage and expenses in the months after Stephen's death. But there's nothing formal from the VA. The only long-term thing is the moral support of her husband's fellow Marine families, who are all too familiar with suicide and its aftermath. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
After inquiries from NPR about Stephen Koning's case, a VA spokesman in Washington reached his widow, Sky Koning, this afternoon by phone. The spokesman offered condolences as well as assistance in getting her the benefits she may be eligible to receive.